Trump tax returns about to go public. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. After years of fighting to keep his tax returns from Congress and the American public, a House committee votes to release 6 years of former President Trump's returns. Congress obtained them after Trump lost an appeal to the Supreme Court. Ranking committee member Republican Kevin Brady says the release sets a bad precedent.
And overturns decades of privacy protections for average Americans that have existed since the Watergate reforms.
For the past 50 years, though, most presidents have chosen to voluntarily release their returns. The New York Times reports the returns show Trump paid zero taxes in 2020. American taxpayers will foot the bill for a massive $1.7 trillion spending bill Congress is considering this week. It will avoid a government shutdown Friday and keep the government funded through September. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Admittedly, I'm pretty proud of the fact that with a Democratic president, a Democratic House, and a Democratic Senate, we were able to achieve, through this omnibus spending bill, essentially all of our priorities.
If you're heading out for the holidays, you might want to leave earlier. A dangerous winter storm is disrupting travel.
The storm really coming at a bad time for the nearly 113 million people expected to be traveling for the holidays. And the storm is really just getting started. By tomorrow, the snow is expected to reach the Midwest before turning into more of a rain and wind event here in the east. And the combination of bitter cold temperatures and dangerous wind is life-threatening and already impacting most of the country.
Fox Weather's Katie Byrne. The tracking service FlightAware shows airlines delayed more than 5,600 flights Tuesday and canceled nearly 490. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is making a highly sensitive trip to Washington for a summit with President Biden and to address Congress today.
The White House issued a statement saying during Zelensky's visit, President Biden is going to announce a significant new package of security assistance for Ukraine. An administration official said it was the White House that invited Zelensky to Washington, the Ukrainian president, to have an extended sit-down with President Biden. Then Zelensky is supposed to speak to members of Congress as they debate a spending plan that includes about $45 billion for Ukraine. In Washington, Chill NATO, Fox News.
3M says it will stop making so-called forever chemicals and cease using them by the end of 2025. Now, this comes as criticism and lawsuits grow over the PFA chemicals' impact on health and the environment. PFAS are used to make non-stick cookware and food packaging and some other products, and research shows that the chemicals are more harmful than previously thought. The Pentagon says even though it's grounded its B-2 bombers, U.S. still has a variety of capabilities at its disposal.
Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Pat Ryder says the U.S. continues to maintain its bomber capability despite the Air Force grounding its B-2 fleet.
I'm confident that we continue to maintain the bomber capability that we need to deter adversaries.
Citing the U.S.'s B-52 bombers, the B-2 fleet grounded after an aircraft caught fire during an emergency landing. Ryder also marking the third anniversary of the U.S. Space Force.
Over the last 60-plus years, space has become essential not only to joint military operations, but to modern life for Americans and people worldwide.
Saying members defend the critical space systems that our nation and the world depend upon. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And stock futures up 190 points after stocks snapped a four-day losing streak. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.